T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie, we got Rhian Seltzer as we broadcast away from the Tasty Cake studio today here in Philly's spring training complex in Clearwater. Coming up in 1 minute, and the calls have been coming in fast and furious today about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. More calls, more reaction on Gardner-Johnson, no longer an Eagle. That's coming up in 1 minute.
Let me tell you about my friends at Goodwill of Southern New Jersey and Philadelphia. We all have stuff to donate to Goodwill. Jeans that are too snug, household items collecting dust, and toys the kids haven't played with in years. There's never been a better time to declutter and donate to Goodwill. Get that purge going. Donate clothing, housewares, home medical equipment, and other items to Goodwill. It helps create jobs while also protecting the planet. Help keep the sustainability movement going. Donate to Goodwill today. Visit goodwillnj.org to find the Goodwill nearest you.
All right, as we broadcast from Philly spring training, a lot of it today has been, and by the way, John Middleton joins us at 9 o'clock, Alec Bohm at 8:30. A lot of it's been about Gardner Johnson. Now, John, we've touched on this, but let me circle back to this part of the conversation. Did we overrate C.J. Gardner Johnson? Now, let me just say this. I think the answer is probably, but only a little bit. I think he is legitimately good. Do I think he is legitimately great? No, I'm not going to say yes to that, because I do think he benefited from a strong pass rush, great cornerbacks, and weak quarterbacks that he played against. And I think there were some interceptions he got that were kind of the pop-up variety, like Hassan Reddick's getting in there, or Hargraves getting in there, bad quarterbacks under duress, throws the ball up, the corners are locking receivers down, Gardner Johnson makes the interception, ends up, you know, tying the league lead for interceptions this year, and so he benefited from that. So I think we did overrate him a little bit. But I also think he's legitimately good, and that's why I'm so baffled that it's only a one-year, $6.5 million deal. But, John, I will say, full disclosure, maybe we overrated him more than I'm even willing to admit right now. Did we, John? Did we overrate him? Because clearly when the whole league, 32 teams, has a crack at a guy, and no one gives him more than $6.5 million guaranteed, he obviously is not viewed even close to being as good around the league as we thought he was.
He's getting paid the 20th highest salary for a safety in annual, you know, per year. I don't think he is the 20th best safety. I think he's better than that.
10?
Yeah.
12?
Yeah. Yeah. Eight. Yeah. So there is a disconnect here. I think that CJGJ was worth, man, when free agency started, people were saying this guy was going to be getting $13 million, $14 million a year. I don't think that was overzealous, but I think his negotiation process for the Eagles, his value declined steadily because of all the, you know, the off-color stuff that was going on.
Plus, money was gone.
Yes.
They had committed to other players.
They had a plan.
But what I don't buy, John, is the other teams, I don't know every team's situation right now, but some teams have got to have real money left.
And he
still couldn't get more.
But I do believe that all the negotiation antics caused other teams to look at him and say, wait a second. Maybe the 6 interceptions in whatever that 5-game span, it felt like it was all crunched right at the beginning of the season. Maybe that was a little flukier than we realized. Let's go back and take a look again. How good is this guy? How solid is CJGJ truly? And I think no team really knows that. There's just question marks surrounding CJGJ. Those question marks had little up arrows next to them at the start of free agency, but his behavior and his representations, their actions have caused him to decline in terms of like what numbers are attached to his name. And it's a shame for him. I think he's a better player than what he will be paid like this year. And once again, he's on that short deal where he can try to, make the most of it. But, man, we lost out. He lost out.
And it's probably more on him, John, a little bit.
I think it is more on him.
So the former safety Roman Harper, longtime Saints player.
I know him really well, by the way.
Oh, and he's...
I love Roman Harper.
Well, he did a podcast.
We go to the same golf tournament every year. Huh. And every year... I've told you this story before. Every year, 2 years ago, was who's better, Jordan or Brady? And we were up till about 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Arguing.
And we were doing more than just
arguing. Well, I'm sure you were.
And then last year, and John, I was fronting for you. Last year was best song of all time. And I was trying to tell him to strongly consider Johnny B. Good. I think it's the battle of him and the Republic.
Oh, my God.
He wanted no parts of Johnny B. Good. I'm like, Roman, how do you not? Johnny B. Good, like, it's universally loved.
He goes back and
anyways,
goes, why am I arguing with this guy? But anyway, so he did a podcast with Steve Smith.
Yep.
Now, he knows the Saints organization obviously very well.
Yeah.
And is very well thought of, helped them win a championship. He said he is a first-round talent, but obviously was drafted in the third round. And he said, money makes you more of what you are. All of the concerns about CJGJ are off the field. It's the issues they have with them because, as Roman points out, it's clear his talent on the field is first-round talent. But he's not going to get it because the reputation is no. And his agents did him no favors with, basically what they were saying.
I agree with that. I mean, at the very least, they should have kiboshed him on social media over the last couple of weeks and just said, chill it out. Look, maybe the off-field stuff is just worse than we know of. But... we hadn't heard any of that other than the social media stuff.
It's got to be worse than we know of. It's got to be. There's a little book on every one of these guys. Yeah. The fact that 31 other teams wouldn't take a chance, there's more to
but
that.
But it's also a league, John. I mean, man. Guys
yes,
get a lot
if you can get it
chances.
Done, you can get paid
like, look
accordingly.
Look at the Cowboys.
Normally.
How often do the Cowboys give someone who's had horrendously known criminal
well, that's
activities.
The Cowboys.
Greg Hardy. They signed Greg Hardy.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, man. Let's go to John in Philadelphia right now. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Morning, John.
I look at this a little bit differently. First of all, I think the fact that his agency got so defensive and tweeted out something right away just tells you about the relationship there. But we fast forward a few months. Howie's looking, next year, the following year, they're going to have to pay Jalen a ton of money. So they offered CJGJ a certain amount of money that fit in their budget. And if they pay the 1 year, they're going to be in the same situation next year with less cap flexibility. And if he plays well, he's going to want $40, $50 million. You're not going to pay him that because you won't have the budget for it. So he offered the deal, didn't take the three-year deal. Howie did what he had to do, signed Bradberry and Sway, shored up the secondary. And this is where
but hold on, John. And Cox.
The cupboard's much less bare with defensive tackles. Howie knew what was out there.
Look, I'm going to ask you a question, John. I want you to keep it real. Would you rather have Gardner Johnson 1 year $7 million, meaning slightly more money than he got? 1 year $7 million, Gardner Johnson, or Fletcher Cox 1 year $10 million? What would you have said 2 weeks ago? Keep it real.
I'm going to look at next year and the following year. I got to put a competitive team on the field. And if I don't let Reed Blankenship play or bring someone in the draft and don't get to see what they have to offer because I got CJGJ on a one-year deal, I'm going to be in a worse situation next year when Hurts is making $45 million.
Look, if you're saying the answer is Cox, which is what I think you just said, I think you gave the wrong answer.
I just think you can't look at it in one-year terms. Howie doesn't give premier position players other than Kelsey this year one-year deal.
They both got one-year deals. Fletcher Cox got a one-year deal. Gardner Johnson got a one-year deal. Fletcher Cox makes more money. That makes no sense to me. John, give me a great combination of an actor or actress, a great TV character, and a great movie character.
Martin Sheen, Apocalypse Now, and West Wing.
Yeah. That's a pretty big answer.
That's a really big answer.
Is that the right answer for movies?
Oh, absolutely. He is the star of Apocalypse Now. He's in basically every scene of the movie. He is, and he's amazing in it. Well, that is absolutely the right answer.
He could win then.
Apocalypse Now, one of the great movies of all time.
I know. It's been so long since I've seen it, but I know it is. And he was the president of the West Wing for, you know, 7 years. That's a potential winning answer.
That's a great one. So think about the middle of our defense right now.
Okay.
With, you know, turning CJGJ down or whatever we did. Think about our linebackers. Think about our safeties.
They're small.
Well, they're completely inexperienced. I have no idea how good they are.
You know what it's like, John? It's like the defenses the Eagles had a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Similar.
It's like they're back to
him. They're back to that.
Yeah, they're back to that.
That's our identity. We got N'Kobe Dean. Our Will linebacker, I'm not even sure, you know, who that is. It might be Christian Ellis, from special teams last year.
He had one big hit.
Davion Taylor, guys like that. Sean Bradley.
Yeah.
It's special teamers at linebacker right now. And safeties, Reed Blankenship is the guy with the most experience. Kayvon Wallace. Then we got guys like Marquise Blair. Sasha Ray.
No, they
got
to sign somebody.
They need a lot. The middle of our defense is still incomplete.
Yeah.
This is not an NFL defense right now. Got a lot of work, and it's going to be one-year deals with old heads, most likely.
I agree with you.
To fill it out with some experience.
I think that's right. Alec Bohm joins us coming up in 20 minutes. It's Alec Bohm on the prospects of another Philly season, and he's got a shot to be a star. He has certainly turned heads this year with spring training, his performance, his defensive improvement last year. So Bohm up ahead in 20 minutes, and phone calls throughout the show as we broadcast from Clearwater. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Brought to you by Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel, where the finest automobiles reside. We are live here, Philly Spring Training. Up next, we will be talking to Alec Bohm. At 9 a.m., we'll talk to John Middleton. Earlier, spoke to Charlie Manuel, and you can check that out, podcast at 94WIP.com. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson will not be returning to the Eagles. Took a one-year prove-it deal with Detroit Lions, reportedly $8 million with $6.5 million guaranteed. Now, the Inquirer reports their sources say the Eagles' initial offer at the start of free agency was worth more.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Than what he ultimately signed with for the Lions. However, CJGJ was seeking to be paid an annual average in salary close to what Jesse Bates got, which was $16 million, but the Eagles apparently were not interested. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Window Nation. Sunny today, a high of 53. It is currently 33. Beat the rush with off-season pricing at Window Nation. Get two windows free with every two you buy and pay nothing for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. To listen to 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, from Clearwater, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94WIP as we broadcast from the booth overlooking what is currently an empty ballpark, but will be filled in the next about 4 to 5 hours. Phils have an afternoon game today at 1 o'clock, and we're looking forward to seeing that later on. We'll be down here for two shows today and tomorrow, and then back on a big old jet plane on Tuesday night, doing the show back from the studio on Wednesday morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, because obviously the primary topic today has been about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And today's Twitter poll question is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin Chevrolet celebrating their 23rd anniversary. It's truck month at Armin Chevrolet. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Today's question, with C.J. Gardner-Johnson going to the Lions, a one-year, $6.5 million deal, it can reach as high as $8 million. Who do you blame more for C.J. Gardner-Johnson no longer being an Eagle? Do you blame A, C.J. Gardner-Johnson for overplaying his hand, and, you know, missing the window when more money was available from the Eagles and some other teams, or B, Howie Roseman for just bungling the situation, losing a good player, a young player, just entering his prime player for such a ridiculously low contract? I blame Howie more. John blames Gardner-Johnson more. Certainly there is fault on both sides. There is no doubt about it. But I blame Howie more, and I can't get past the fact that Fletcher Cox got $10 million out of Howie Roseman, and Gardner-Johnson couldn't get $7 million.
Come on, man. Just completely different role, completely different position, completely different experience, completely different leadership role on this team.
Completely different levels of players at this stage.
Okay.
Battleship sunk.
I hate the deal for Fletcher Cox.
It's like an 80s.
We don't have any D tackles.
That's when we all played Battleship.
Yep.
We don't have D tackles, period. Well, we don't have safeties either. Yeah. But I'm positive if we needed CJGJ, he would be here. You know, if he was critical to our success.
I don't know if it's as simple as that.
They would not have let this happen if he were essential to this team being good in 2023. That's how he doesn't let that happen.
Well, look, so there's a few aspects to it. Some of it is position, as we know. They value D linemen more. I do think there is a scenario here where the Eagles said to C.J. Gardner-Johnson's agent 10 days ago, and by the way, 14 days ago and 21 days ago, knowing the free agency was coming up, like, hey, we're moving fast. We got a lot of guys to sign. We have limited resources.
Yeah.
We do want you.
Yeah.
Don't think we don't want you. But just know this. We're going to need an answer soon.
And I appreciate that Howie stuck to that. I appreciate that he stuck to the time frame, to the plan. Here's our plan for free agency. Hey, you have to time it up with us. We only have so much time. We only have so much money. I think it sets a positive precedent moving forward for the rest of the Eagles players that you can't dilly-dally around. You know, Howie has to – I didn't like the order of the way things unfolded.
And you said
at
that
times,
at the time. You said that.
But in the end, I think that Howie has done a good job of putting together the best team that he could. I'm amazed that we got both of our cornerbacks back.
Yeah, but this hurts. This makes the Howie all season to this point. Like, it felt like they were – he was in good salvage mode. This one hurts.
It hurts.
They lost a good player,
man. I don't disagree
with that. They lost a good player.
But a player who can be replaced in a different way with an old head, a guy on a one-year deal, a guy who knows how to play defense in this league, can communicate with the rest of the guys on that second level. It's a fillable hole. You know, whereas it's harder to fill a hole at D-tackle.
But you might fill it with someone that stinks. You might.
Probably won't. I think they're going to go John's route.
I can't imagine. You would fill this with someone who stinks.
John, I've seen it plenty of times.
Do you think Rodney McLeod stinks?
No, I don't think he's. No, I don't think Rodney stinks.
Jalen Mills would stink.
No, I don't.
They're still out there.
I agree with you.
They're to be gotten relatively cheaply.
Affordable.
I agree. But I've seen enough through the years where the Eagles have had wide receiver. Like, think of the positions they devalue the most: wide receiver through the years,
yes.
Linebacker through the years,
yes,
and safety to an extent. And there have been times where. I mean, they have guys out there that just don't belong on the field. And then it hurts the defense or it hurts the offense, and you have a lesser team. And that's you know, that is a real worry for me up ahead. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Plus, Alec Bohm joins us coming up in just a few minutes. Let's go to Brian in Wilmington. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, team. How are you doing today?
Great, Brian.
Just want to talk about the Phillies real quick. Who do you think is going to make the two extra spots for the bench?
It's funny. Seltzer and Cave. Richie and I were talking about this last night driving from the airport. So, James, your theory is Cave and Hall?
I think Cave and Hall and Stubbs and obviously Edmundo Sosa, I think those four are making the roster. I think the last spot, I would bet on Josh Harrison, but I think it's between Josh Harrison and Kingery. I think it'll be Josh Harrison, but Kingery's played really well, so I do think he's still viable for that spot. But if I had to bet, I would bet Josh Harrison.
Yeah. I would love to get back to another chance.
That we're back here with Kingery.
I'll believe it when I see it. Same. In a big league baseball game.
Same.
Yep. For more than a game, for like a month or two. Go ahead, Brian. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, I was just saying I would like for Scotty Jetpacks to get another chance. He's looking good in spring.
Well, listen, Brian, with all the injuries that happened in the course of a season, I mean, I think you can feel really confident he'll get a shot at some point. Whether he gets it, you know, 10 days from now on opening day or gets it at some point in April or May. There's always, 30 to 35 guys that play for a team in a given season. He's going to play at some point.
Right.
Brian, give me a great answer. You got a shot to win the Zach Wheeler jersey. A great TV character and a great movie character. Same actor. Who do you have?
All right, I think I got this one. Bruce Willis, who just celebrated his birthday the other day. David Addison from Moonlighting.
Loved it.
And John McClane from Die Hard.
He's got a legitimate shot to win with that answer. Ooh. That's a big one, man.
Moonlighting was a great show.
Great show. Just a great, great, great show. Coming up in about 5 minutes' time, Alec Bohm will join us in 5 minutes.
Extend the life of your heater, avoid costly repairs, and lower costs to heat your home with a tune-up by Horizon Services Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Call Horizon. They will perform a multi-point tune-up and inspection for just $79. Horizon even offers same-day service, meaning they can clean and check your entire system from top to bottom, resetting it to factory fresh conditions as soon as today. Best of all, you can save an additional $20 by booking your seasonal spring AC service for just $59. Plus, every Horizon tune-up is backed by their industry-leading no-breakdown guarantee, so you are covered all season long. Don't wait. Get a guaranteed tune-up from the area's top home services team for just $79 and spring tune-up for $59. Call 800-999-1995 or book in seconds at horizoneasybook.com.
All right, Joe to Cameron, John Rich, as we broadcast from Philly spring training. And I said 5 minutes for Alec Bohm, but he must be from the Tom Coughlin school of 5 minutes means 5 minutes earlier. Because, John, you know, Coughlin was like that, man. If you're not 5 or 10 minutes early to a meeting, then, you know, you're going to get fined.
You didn't have your socks pulled up, you're getting fined.
Tom Coughlin was hardcore. We are joined right now by the Phillies third baseman. He had such a terrific season last year. Wonderful work in the playoffs and big expectations for a new season. Let's welcome to the show Mr. Alec Bohm. How you doing, Alec?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. So, look, you got a big smile on your face. I don't know if that's because you know you got big things up ahead, man, but we're expecting big things. How do you feel, Alec, entering another season here with the Phils?
Always smiling. No, things are good. We got better this offseason. We've obviously added Trey Turner and then some pieces in the bullpen and some pieces all around. So, people are feeling good.
Yeah, Alec, let's start where things almost ended last year. Obviously, they ended with a loss in the end, but let's pass over that for a second. You guys would party in the locker room, man. You guys would clinch a playoff spot or another round, and you were just like an animal in there. Now, I want to bring that animal out in this interview right now. Like, what do I need to do? Do I need to start playing a song? I mean, you'd be like ripping the shirt off. Like, we gotta. Like, what's going on, man?
We gotta win a playoff series. That's what brings it out. We really found out what we're playing for all season long last year, and it's as much fun as it gets.
Did you feel like you and maybe the team let a sort of inner beast out, like in those moments? Because we on the outside hadn't seen that side of you and the guys, and those celebrations, in my opinion, it was like a revelation for many of us of, wow, look at the personality of these guys and how much fun you guys have together. That's what it struck me like. It was new for us to see that.
Sure. I think, I think that's just a accumulation of the entire season, right? You know, we had our share of struggles. You know, we made any mistake you could make throughout the season, right? So I think when it all comes together like that in the end, you know, it – you let out a little steam.
Plus, it had been a multi-year struggle. I mean, let's be real. Yeah. The organization had been knocking on the door, couldn't break through. That was a huge breakthrough for the organization last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, just all the people around the organization that were just would say thank you for, you know, everybody was, I mean, everybody just had so much fun throughout the entire month. So it was a blast for sure.
How much weight have you put on?
5-10 pounds.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. No,
nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Are you stronger?
A little bit.
Yeah. How did you do it? Just pumping iron?
Yeah. I mean, just nothing different really. I think I'm just getting older, you know?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'm just kind of a kid that's growing up, I guess.
Well, we're watching you go yard, which is wonderful. How much have you changed as a hitter in preparation for 2023?
See, that's tricky because I'm really not looking to do anything different. Huh. I think any time that I've gone up to the plate and tried to hit a home run or tried to lift the ball in the air, do all these things, it doesn't work. I'm more of a guy that's going to go up there, and when he throws the ball over the plate, I'm going to swing at it, and wherever it goes, and I'm just trying to hit it hard.
Wow. Well,
you got a pretty level swing, right? You go to right field quite a bit. I mean, I forget who it was. James, who was on our show recently and said he thinks Alec has potential to be a batting champ someday? Somebody notable on our show. Might have been Ben Davis.
Yeah, Ben Davis, I believe. Yeah, Alec, recently.
I mean, you put on the extra weight, the extra muscle. Do you have a goal for how many homers you want to hit this year?
No. I'm not a goal guy. I think that just, I mean, for me, putting a number on things is, it just makes you look into the future and try to, you're always peeking up at the scoreboard, seeing where you're at and all that stuff. And for me, that's just not a productive way to play this game. I'm more worried about if I'm 0-for-4, am I locked in on defense?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be like, oh, I could have had one of my homers there, and now that would have put me one more closer to 25 and all that stuff. That's not a team guy. I don't really care about all that. The numbers are going to be what they are at the end of the year. But the more you're chasing, the more you're really trying to, I guess, accomplish a personal goal, the less present you're going to be out there on the field.
That makes sense.
How much better have you gotten defensively?
A lot better. I think, you know, and nothing against any other infield coach that I've ever worked with. It's just, you know, somehow, some way, Bobby, the way he works with infielders, it really made it click for me, and I think freed me up a lot defensively and just kind of let me go play.
Yeah. So we know that in this day and age, the more you can do, the better. We see Edmundo Sosa out there in the, you know, playing center field. How much have you had an opportunity to work at other places, you know, first base, infield?
I played first in Northport the other night, but that's the only time I've played first. Other than that, it's just been working at third, trying to perfect that and get as good as I can at that.
Alec Bohm with us here. Alec, the new rules with the pitch clock, do you like it, and what have you had to do to adjust to it?
Personally, I haven't had to do much to change, really. I'm more of a, you know, step in the box and let's go kind of guy anyway.
By the way, we applaud those type of people. we are anti-adjust the glove, adjust the other glove, adjust the hat, adjust this.
Do guys talk about that? Guys talk about, like, dude, do you have to do the gloves after every pitch?
I mean, wouldn't you rather have a 2.5-hour game than a 3.5-hour game?
If we're winning.
Good answer.
The thing is, our whole lives playing this game growing up and playing competitively and whatnot, anytime the game kind of like gets going, speeds up a little bit, we've been taught to step off the mound, step out of the box, take a deep breath, take your time, slow the game down. And that element of, I guess, the mental game is now getting pushed to the side, and it's let's go compete.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going to be mental, but it's going to be mental in a condensed way. Like, you got to be ready as you enter that box. Do you think there will be rule changes to it? Like, for instance, Max Scherzer in the one spring training game did the quick pitch. Guy steps in the batter's box, he immediately throws the ball, and the league's like, all right, hold on, we might need to, this might not work. Do you see changes up ahead, or do you think they got the rules right? I mean, football, we're still trying to figure out all these years later. John, what's a catch? What's not a catch?
Yeah.
Like, we don't. Right. They tinker with the rules every year. I still don't know what the rule is.
Yeah.
Do you think they got this right?
I think it'll be a little fluid. I don't know if they're going to be hard-headed about it and if there's some things that are, like, glaring, like the Scherzer deal or whatever it may be that might pop up throughout the course of the season. Hopefully they're willing to be, you know, reasonable with it.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Did the union sign off on this? Was this a,
you're asking the wrong guy.
James, do you know the answer to that? Was this purely implemented by baseball, or did the union sign off on the new rules?
All, no, it was all part of the bargaining. They can't do that without the union agreeing to it.
Okay. Yeah.
So the clock, I don't think there's going to be a ton of issues with. I think you might see a time or two. The thing for me is you just don't want it to show up at the end of a big game, you know, and have it affect the outcome of the game.
And it will sometime.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be a thing.
At some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, who's your best friend on the team?
I can't name a single guy, but probably Marsh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys hang out outside baseball?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I've seen pictures of you and Stubbs, too.
Yeah.
Like at the beach. I'm not stalking you. So, I mean, amazing group of guys.
Yeah, where there's one of us, there's usually a decent group of us.
Ah,
and they were nice. They were also animals. You guys were animals together in that celebration. I mean, Marsh in the celebration.
Yeah.
Why is his? Oh, we know why his hair is wet. That was a problematic issue for me. The wet hair. I couldn't understand how his hair was always wet.
He does it.
He's wetting it.
He's wetting it.
He wets his hair.
About every other inning.
And why is that? Have you talked to him about that?
I don't need an answer. He's do what you do.
Have you ever wet your hair? Have you tried it out?
Like, I mean,
your buddy's doing it.
The pregame shower is good enough for me, but to each their own.
I guess.
John, there's always some good-looking gal out there in center field. He's trying to get
but
the attention.
But does it look better when it's wet? The slick.
I don't know,
look.
Man. It's in his mind. He thinks it does. Yeah. Thinks it does. Al, let's talk about Rob Thompson. He takes over last year. We did not know. I found this so amazing. We didn't know until after the season that he had informed the Phillies' top brass, John Middleton, Dave Dombrowski, prior to the season, that last season was going to be his last year in baseball. For those listening right now, that actually happened. He was going to retire. He went into the season thinking this would be his last year in baseball. Obviously, he gets handed the reins around June 1st. Team takes off, all that, new contract. He's here. He's happy. It's all good. Did you guys know, the players, that he was of the mindset for last year to be his last year?
I did not. I don't know if anybody else did, but I did not, no.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, here's a baseball lifer ready to, you know, give it up. Not for the wrong reasons, but he was at an age, he had enough money, you know, spend time with his family, retire. And now he's got a new deal and he's got a team... got a shot to make the playoffs for the next 3, 4, 5 years. It's a wild turn of events.
Yeah, I think that's just a little bit of the game blessing a guy who gave the better part of his life to the game.
Yeah. What's he like in the private moments? I mean, what we sense is calm, level-headed. Is that what you get privately, or is there more in there?
I really think what you see out there on the field and in the media and wherever you might see him, that's just him. He's the same way with us behind closed doors. He's as solid as it gets.
Who's the funniest guy on the team?
Funniest? I don't know. There's a lot of, I think it's a communal thing. Everybody's kind of getting at everybody in there. I can't really name one guy. Schwarber's the mic guy on the bus, and he keeps it pretty fun. So if you gun to my head, I guess I'll go with Schwarber.
Yep.
He's a performer.
Alec Bone with us here. Alec, go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
No, what do you do here in Clearwater when you're not at the park?
A lot of beach, a lot of, I'm not a big golf guy, mm-hmm. but a lot of guys are spending a lot of time on the golf course.
That's dangerous.
Other than that,
into that.
Yeah,
it's a lot of time.
I got.
It's good for the pitchers. Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, those guys used to golf all the time, but they only play every 5 days.
Right.
You know, John Smoltz, but the position players, it's a different deal.
Yeah.
Alec, what about when the season ended? Let's say 2 weeks after the season. So you guys had this magical run, but let's be real. In the end, you lose, and you lose, you know, kind of in heartbreaking fashion. I mean, look like, yeah, probably going to win. You're up 2-1, the whole deal. It's a tough game six. 2 weeks later. Were you thinking more about the magic of the run or the hurt of the loss?
I think you for me, it was like, wow, it was really just two wins away from, you think about the whole 162 games, the whole month and some change of the playoffs, and you think, wow, just two wins.
Yeah.
That's so a little bit of both ends of the spectrum where it's, there's some pride in there, but there's also some, like, some disappointment of just how, like, how close you were.
Is the team closer than it used to be, having gone through that together?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, showing up to this spring, aside from all other springs that I really haven't been here long, but showing up this spring, it was kind of like we were just gone for like a couple weeks, not,
yeah.
You know.
You kind of were.
Throughout the whole, well, yeah, right, exactly.
That's exactly right.
But, yeah, you know, everybody, it's a really close group, and I think that shows.
You guys are going to benefit more fans in the stands in the regular season than you've ever seen. I mean, we saw it 10 years ago when, you know, the team got good and stayed good and the fans were there. And I don't know if it's going to be to that extent yet, because that was following a World Series victory and a couple of years of success. But you're going to have a lot of support this year, man. It's going to be a fun you know, season down at the ballpark, man.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I can't make it up, but that was the best atmosphere any place we went by far in the playoffs. It was nuts.
It was loud.
It was, yeah.
Alec, congratulations on your individual success, team success, and you know, we're looking forward to big things this year, man. And keep it rocking, man. Good luck.
Yep, appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
You got it. There he is, Alec Bohm, Phillies third baseman, with us here today from Clearwater. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to the Phillies owner, Charlie. Hold on, I got to look at my screen here. John Middleton coming up in just about 10 minutes. All right, let's go to the about 15 minutes. Let's go to the phones right now and talk to Jim in Philadelphia. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
It's our pleasure, sir.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks.
I'm looking at it another way. I have this, you know, the February mock draft. Yeah, I'm looking at it on the side of the Lions. I think they made out. They had, like, on a mock draft, they were going to take that Christian Gonzalez, defensive back, Oregon, at number 6. Maybe they, you know, they saved something there. They also have a pick at 18. I think that makes them a lot stronger in their division. Who do they have to catch? Minnesota?
Well, and no Aaron Rodgers in all likelihood with the Packers. Listen, Detroit could win the division. And
yeah,
you know, so it's yeah,
what if they get Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, someone
with Goff even.
Yeah, they could.
They
actually
could.
Like,
yeah. And by the way, now there's more talk that Lamar could go to the Patriots. I could see that.
Wow,
I could see that too.
Guys, Belichick just saw the Eagles almost won a Super Bowl with a quarterback that runs, passes. You know, but like, Belichick's smart.
He wanted him coming out of college. That was one of those things, but it was obviously the timing didn't work. But he was into Lamar Jackson.
It makes a lot of sense. It really does.
So did you say that Aaron Rodgers is staying with the Packers?
No, we don't know yet, but my instincts are he probably will not. I mean, I would actually be shocked if
he's
back
too.
With the Packers.
Yeah. So I just think it makes the Lions with two top – they got two picks in the top 20. You know, that gives them maneuverability.
I get it.
So,
give me a great answer, Jim, for an actor with a great iconic movie role and a great television role.
Danny DeVito Taxi and Danny DeVito Rainmaker.
You got it, man. Is that the right DeVito movie?
I do love him in that movie.
So I know you're going to hate this, but I would argue it's the wrong TV answer, too. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's at it. I mean, it's the longest running live action comedy in the history of television now. So,
is it really?
Yeah, it just became that.
Jeez,
not in the history. Of all the shows on right now, it's the longest running. Excuse me. Of all the shows on right now, currently airing, it is the longest-running live-action show.
And what's it been, about 10 years?
No, it's been 15 seasons. It's about to start 16th, I believe.
Okay.
And
I've never seen a single episode.
Wow, you're missing out, man. That show is amazing.
And McElhaney was 1 year in front of me at the prep.
Yeah, he's
and
a
I didn't know him
And he's
at
like
all.
A real Philly sports fan. Like,
I know
you know, some of these celebrities are not. He is like a legit guy.
Yeah. I mean, I probably talked to him back in the day, but I didn't, like, know him. All right, let's go to Charlie right now. Hi, Charlie.
Good morning, guys, and Rhea. How are you today?
Great, Charlie.
Fletcher Cox signing, bad signing. And as far as the WBC, I know, Joe, last week you had no interest.
Yep.
And you made fun of Mark DeRosa being the manager. I think Mark DeRosa made a move that most major league managers wouldn't. He moved Tim Anderson to second base which really helped their offense.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Charlie, and I'm going to make fun of it a little further just because you kind of poked me, so I'm going to poke back at you. So, Charlie, ask yourself this question. How much credit does the American manager get when Trey Turner's hitting ninth? Like, isn't that a little bit like sort of having a dream team?
Yes, it is. But like I say, he moved Anderson to second base. A regular major league manager probably wouldn't have, because Anderson has never played second base before.
Wow.
So I'm giving him a little bit of credit for that little ingenuity to do something like that.
That's cool. I get you on that. All right, Charlie, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I know people have enjoyed the World Baseball Classic. Give me a great answer, Charlie, a combo role for a character.
Aaron Lampin pick, so I'm going to go a little way back. Jackie Gleason, the Honeymooners, and Hustler.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good answer.
You know, that is a good answer.
He won an Oscar for the Hustler, I believe.
That could win. I mean, Honeymooners is about as big as it gets in TV. And then, that's a big answer. Very big answer. All right, coming up in 1 minute, a really cool fact related to the NCAA tournament. An unbelievable fact coming up in 1 minute.
Baseball is back, and our guys in the red pinstripes are already driving homers out of the park. A lot like how my friends at the Busch Auto Group are driving down the cost of vehicle ownership. Right now, when you purchase any vehicle from one of their four great locations, Exton Nissan, Nissan 422 of Limerick, Infinity of Westchester, or Infinity of Ardmore, you get over $3,000 in bonus value to help maintain your vehicle and keep the cost of ownership down. Not only are they your local spot for a great selection of new Nissans or Infinities, but they have over 300 pre-owned vehicles in stock. When you're looking for your next vehicle, new or pre-owned, choose the Busch Auto Group. Visit one of their four great locations or visit them online today at BushAutoGroup.com. That's B-U-S-H, AutoGroup.com. And when you see them in store, tell them John Ritchie sent you.
All right, so as we broadcast from Clearwater and the Phil's owner, John Middleton, will join us in about 15 minutes. We haven't done much on the tournament today. And obviously it's not as big a deal as it used to be, but it's still a big deal. It was fun watching the games over the weekend. Seeing that 16 seed win was, I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, and that's going to happen more and more because, you know, you just don't have, you know, the four-year starters at the classically great, you know, one-seed colleges, and it's all a team like, Purdue.
FDU.
I had Purdue losing after the second round anyway because, you know, I mean, come on, give me a break, Purdue. But actually, I did better than maybe I thought I'd do after the first round. I actually got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Sweet 16 teams, which I got to give myself a little pat on the back about. But let me tell you where I really got to give a pat on the back on, too. This is an incredible fact. One of the teams I had going to the Sweet 16 was Michigan State, even though they were 7th seed. I picked Michigan State because Tom Izzo always wins in the tournament. Yep. I just thought it's just going to lean into Tom Izzo. Guys, when he won that game yesterday as a lower seed to get to the Sweet 16 again, it is the – now, this is amazing. The 16th time he has won a game in the tournament as the lower seed.
Wow. That is amazing.
16
That's insane.
Times.
I wish you had given me that stat before the game.
Isn't it? Right. I mean, that's – just think of how many times he's won games as the favorite, as the higher seed.
Right.
But he also rattles them all. It's really amazing. John Chaney did that a lot, too. John Chaney would win games as an underdog. Tom Izzo has had a tremendous career. All right, let's talk to Joe in South Jersey. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, guys? Good morning. And
what's up,
happy first day of spring from spring training down in Clearwater.
Yeah, how about that? I didn't realize it was the first day of spring today. Is that
John, I went down on your battleship, by the way.
You what?
I got sunk on your battleship, by the way.
Yeah, I got him pretty hard there, man. Battleship sunk. That was a great game, Battleship.
That
was pretty
great.
Good, man.
I didn't have it.
Wasn't as good as Stratego or
Risk.
Risk, Monopoly,
I love
Life,
Clue.
Clue. Yeah. I was a big Clue guy.
Monopoly's the best of all of them.
Monopoly is boring.
Yeah.
You know what, John?
I don't think it's
boring at all.
John, but you just
Monopoly's
buy what you land
always
on.
Fun.
There's never an end.
You just buy. You
I got a hotel. Give me money. Fun. Yeah. I'm with you.
I think Stratego and Risk are the two best because there's actual strategy. Yeah.
Connect Four.
Connect Four is solid, but once I was 3 years old, I figured out. All right, I'm sorry, Joe. What do you got for us today, buddy?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the Phils a little bit, you know, now that the spring training is winding down. You know, feeling pretty good about the lineup and hitting going in. They're going to be able to score some runs, especially some runs early.
Yep.
But just, you know, a little concerned about the pitching. you know, Ranger hasn't really pitched any innings yet. Walker only has a couple innings pitched.
Ranger pitched yesterday, and they expect him to pitch the first week, although on a limited basis.
And Walker's been pitching in the WBC, Joe.
Uh-huh. I mean, nothing in spring training or just
And games for Mexico. Games. He's pitching for Mexico in the WBC.
And how do you feel about Wheeler? I mean, I know he's been – I don't know if he's just trying something different or trying to adjust his pitching clock. But
Not worried at all. The only thing I'd say, big picture – well, there's more, but – I just would like them to sign Nola. And I do worry if he plays this year through and they haven't locked him up, he's going to get, and he's healthy. If he's still healthy, you know, 7-8 months from now, he's going to get a really big contract. And, you know, then you start playing with some fire because then you got to compete with the other teams to keep him. And I'd feel better if they can lock him in. Hey, Joe, give me a big answer from TV and movies, an actor with two great characters.
I'm going to go with Michael J. Fox from Family Ties and
Teen Wolf.
Yes,
it's already been said. Okay. I mean, it's not going to win because Teen Wolf's lesser, even though I do like it. But it's not a bad answer. Speaking of answers, let's get to an answer. Rhea referenced it earlier, Roman Harper. Played a long time in the NFL. He's a good player. Won a Super Bowl with the Saints in 2009. And he, I guess you can say, I haven't heard the audio, but critical to some extent.
He was on a Steve Smith podcast, and I guess they were – this was before the story came out that he signed with Detroit, because that came out last night. So he's talking about why he's not being more sought
more
after.
More valued. Yeah, makes sense. All right, here's Roman Harper on C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
It's going to be interesting because my only fear is if he's not all the way right off the field and taking care of his business all the time and continue to try and be the best person he can off the field, that would be my only scare for him. It has nothing to do with on-the-field talent because he's on-field talent. He was a first-round talent, but he got drafted in the third round because of some other question marks. And then now he's been that first-round talent on the field since he's gotten to the league. But it's concerns in some other areas. Why? Because the best players never leave your organization. The Saints weren't going to pay him. That's why they traded him. Philly eventually may have to pay him, or somebody's going to pay him.
He's a free agent now.
Yeah, so somebody's going to pay him. But my only fear is money makes you more what you are.
Wow. Well, he's telling
you.
That's pretty harsh.
It is harsh, John. And Roman was a Saint, and Gardner Johnson was a Saint.
So they know he knows people in the organization. So that's – I mean, they got rid of him.
What more is there to know about the off-the-field stuff?
I'll try to get him on the show tomorrow because I know Roman pretty well, and he's a great dude. And I'll try to get him on tomorrow's show. How about that? I mean, that's
very matter-of-fact. Hey, this is the one thing that's going to hold him back.
Yeah.
First-round talent.
I wish we had more info. Yeah.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk to the Phillies owner, John Middleton. So Middleton coming up in a few minutes. And phone calls throughout the show. Of course, you can react to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, no longer an Eagle. Signs with Detroit 1 year, $6.5 million, an incredibly low-value contract for a player that we thought was a lot better than that. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. John Middleton is next on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.